God, I'm nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about.
Easy for you to say. I'm freaking out.
Don't. I got this.
That's what they all say. And then...
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Promise?
Well, I can't promise, but...
Oh,
you know.
God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
To the Moon and Back by Lisa Halper.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Seriously, babe. Come on. Be excited for me. I'm excited. The whole world has been talking about the new silvery light emitting off the moon, and I get to see it with my own eyes.
You're so brave. But what if something bad happens? You know that's a real possibility.
Statistically, that happens so rarely, honey. You know that.
Yeah, but it does happen.
She's right. I don't want my daughter to go, but she's determined. Nothing I can do to stop her. My only choice is to support her. Being a parent is hard, man, but she's a hero. A real patriot. The country will owe her a debt of gratitude.
Totally. Debt of freaking gratitude.
Yeah, I... Oh, my God, it's time. Come on, everyone. Join me. Let's send our loved ones off with a fitting farewell song. Oh, how about... By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon.
I want to spoon
to my honey owl croon love tune.
To my honey owl croon love tune.
That's really good. Honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Keep us shining in June. Keep us shining in June.
Crew, this is Houston. Over. Please confirm that you are ready for space travel.
Roger that, Houston.
Our team on the ground is all systems go.
Please stand by for rocket check.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All systems clear and ready for takeoff.
It's time, space crew. Welcome aboard.
All right, let's do this. Come on. Oh, here we go.
You got all your things? Oh, my God. I am not ready.
Well, that works out since you're not the one going.
Promise me you'll come back to me.
You worry too much.
You don't worry enough. But okay. You know I love you. I believe in you. You can do this.
I'm gonna do this. I love you, babe. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for being here. We all appreciate your support.
I love you. To the moon and back.
I love you more.
And in 10. 9,
oh my God.
8,
oh,
7,
I,
6,
I'm
going to
be
5,
sick.
4, 3,
okay.
2,
please,
1,
ignition.
Goodbye. I'm going to go nuts. Someone distract me.
I could do a tap dance.
That would just annoy me. I need something real to think about.
I'm working on this theory with that.
Great, lay it on me.
Captain, this is Wendy Hollicam from Mission Control. How do you hear me?
Loud and clear, ma'am.
We're tracking a Category 5 weather system due north of the flight path. Can you confirm any interference?
All good here, ma'am. No sign of weather system.
Oh,
glad to hear it, Captain. Please alert if noting any shifts.
Will do, Houston.
This can't be over soon enough. You said you had a theory or something.
Right. So, do you remember back when there was no Monday? Back when nothing separated the sun and the moon but the darkness and then light?
No, don't tell me you do or I'm going to start to worry.
Of course not, but I know there was such a time. How creative of whoever it was to parcel off time into chunks and call them days, nights, weekends.
You know, I imagine that once weekdays were created, it was only a matter of time before someone created work to fill in the other days with.
Yes, but before work was invented, a lot more people had callings.
You think? I think some people throughout history had callings, but most people just had trades.
Okay, fair enough. Even so, their trades were often things they did because they desired to do so. They were inspired, compelled, interested by that thing or this.
I think you're idealizing the past. I think dudes who put shoes on horses did so because their daddies did.
Well, maybe you're right. But even so, God, our culture is so weird. We've made work the sum total of our value and have come up with all these different ways to avoid nature. our own and out there.
Houston, we've hit a slight snag. We danced with the weather system and she stepped on our toes.
Collateral damage?
Down one engine.
Oh, no, Captain. The other two engines will see you through. Alert with any changes.
You can count on that, ma'am.
Holy hell.
Okay, keep talking. This is helping my nerve. Okay. you said something about how we avoid our own nature. Yeah. What's that all about?
Well, the stuff we do in response to not accepting ourselves, like makeup, facelifts, or implants, or the stuff we do to distract ourselves from what's happening right now in our lives, like TV, internet, all kinds of stuff. There are too many ways to not be who and where we are. It's impressive. And yet all the things we do don't stop the sun from shining, the moon from casting shadows, and death.
I know that's true. Hey, you know that saying, enough is enough?
Yeah?
Do you remember a time when enough was really enough?
You mean...
Before our culture began collectively worshiping at the altar of more?
Before everything we value had to have a brand name.
Was there ever such a time?
Not 100%. But when I was a kid, there was very little brand awareness. Levi's, maybe. Easy Bake Oven.
How did you survive?
This is going to shock you, but we used to have adventures. We used to make things up to entertain ourselves.
Weird.
Right?
You can say that again.
Right? I mean, nowadays, kids' first words aren't mommy and dada, they're iPhone and Xbox.
Wouldn't it be cool if the language changed to separation of church, state, and stuff?
Yes! Oh my God, that would be amazing! So the love of stuff would be delayed until kids had a chance to, I don't know, just go out and play. Right?
Oh yeah, sure. That'd be...
Houston, there's a problem.
Can you see them on the monitor?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Did they crash? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're alive.
Of course I am.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you're all right, honey?
Hell yeah, that was awesome.
Crew, this is Houston. We hope you enjoyed your virtual reality trip to the moon. Please return your VR goggles when you leave the theme park.
I want to go again.
We can come back again another time. Mama needs a Xanax and a glass of wine.